Day 471, Monday, July 22nd. Proverbs 28:1-28 NKJV. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Because of the transgression of a land, many are its princes, but by a man of understanding and knowledge right will be prolonged. A poor man who oppresses the poor is like a driving rain which leaves no food. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than one perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Whoever keeps the law is a discerning son, but a companion of gluttons shames his father. One who increases his possessions by usury and extortion gathers it for him who will pity the poor. One who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. Whoever causes the upright to go astray in an evil way, he himself will fall into his own pit, but the blameless will inherit good. The rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the poor who has understanding searches him out. When the righteous rejoice, there is great glory, but when the wicked arise, men hide themselves. He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. Happy is the man who is always reverent, but he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity. Like a roaring lion and a charging bear is a wicked ruler over poor people. A ruler who lacks understanding is a great oppressor, but he who hates covetousness will prolong his days. A man burdened with bloodshed will flee into a pit. Let no one help him. Whoever walks blamelessly will be saved, but he who is perverse in his ways will suddenly fall. He who tills his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows frivolity will have poverty enough. A faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. To show partiality is not good, because for a piece of bread a man will transgress. A man with an evil eye hastens after riches, and does not consider that poverty will come upon him. He who rebukes a man will find more favor afterward than he who flatters with the tongue. Whoever robs his father or his mother, and says, "It is no transgression," the same is companion to a destroyer. He who is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he who trusts in the Lord will be prospered. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered. He who gives to the poor will not lack, but he who hides his eyes will have many curses. When the wicked arise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. Daily Deep Dive. The UCG Reading Plan states, as earlier noted in regard to the Hezekiah collection of Solomonic Proverbs, Proverbs 25-29, the first part, 25-27, contains mostly synonymous proverbs, while the second part, 28-29, which we are now reading, contains mostly antithetical proverbs contrasting the righteous with the wicked. 17. A life of fear, Proverbs 28:1. Type, individual proverb NAC. This verse speaks of one's way of life determining his mental outlook. The wicked, some afflicted by a guilty conscience and fearing consequences, and others just chalking life up to whim and chance, live with uncertainty and perhaps even paranoia. The righteous, on the other hand, knowing that God is ultimately in charge and that they are in His care, face life with faith and confidence. 18. Civil unrest, evil causes versus righteous stability, Proverbs 28:2. Type, individual proverb NAC. Most commentators take many rulers here as a reference to a succession of many rulers, one after the other, over a short time due to a period of political instability. This certainly happened to Israel and Judah because of unrighteousness. Some, however, see the rulers here as many governors or overlords ruling simultaneously, increasing the burden on the people, the idea being bloated government, since the contrast is with justice being prolonged, as a mark of stability. The former explanation seems to fit better. 19. Oppression, keeping in the right way, and the law, Proverbs 28:3-11. Type, parallel. These verses set up a parallel with an extra verse on the law in the middle of the parallel, as follows. A. Oppression of the poor. V3. B. The law. V4. C. Understanding or not understanding justice. V5. D. Poor can be better than rich. V6. B. The law. V7. A. Oppression of the poor. V8. B. The law. V9. C. The right path. V10. D. Poor can be smarter than rich. V11. NAC. Verse 6 is one of the proverbs of Hezekiah's Solomonic collection that are very similar in meaning to verses in the major Solomonic collection. See Proverbs 19:1. The language of the first line of verse 3 is disputed. The New King James presents a poor man who oppresses the poor. Others contend that this should be translated a poor man and one who oppresses the poor. Dot. Alternatively, the line could perhaps mean that a man is poor who oppresses the poor. This would fit the imagery of the second line, a driving rain that leaves no crops. Consider a landlord or employer oppressing his workers so much that they cease to produce for him, or big businesses or abusive governments extorting from the common people to the point that the people can no longer buy enough goods or pay sufficient taxes to support the economy or government. This corresponds to verse 8, which says that the person who abuses others financially is gathering not ultimately for himself but for those who will treat the poor properly. That is, those who treat the poor well are the ones who will end up with all the material blessings in the end. To some extent, this is true during this lifetime, but in an ultimate sense it applies to the inheritance of the righteous at the end of the age. The next verse, Proverbs 28, 7, warning that a companion of gluttons shames his father, recalls Proverbs 23, 20, 25 from the words of the wise. Proverbs 28, 9 says that if people won't listen to God, then he won't listen to them. Indeed, their prayer is an arrogant affront to him. He considers it loathsome, just as he looks on their other displays of worship. Compare Proverbs 15, 8. The warning against leading the upright astray in Proverbs 28 hours and 10 minutes resembles Jesus' warning against causing his disciples to sin in Matthew 18, 6. This is looked on in the proverb as an entrapment, with the perpetrator falling into his own pit, similar to Proverbs 26 hours and 27 minutes. For Proverbs 28 hours and 11 minutes, the NIV has, a rich man may be wise in his own eyes, but a poor man who has discernment sees through him. Dot. As the New American Commentary notes, in this context the idea probably is that the wealthy think that their money proves they are smarter and morally superior, but the poor see that they are just more ruthless. 20. Various Proverbs. Proverbs 28 hours and 12 minutes, 29 hours and 27 minutes. The remainder of Hezekiah's collection of Proverbs by Solomon concerns the general health of society. The text emphasizes the need for moral leadership, decries all attempts at easy money, and stresses the need to maintain the fundamental institutions of society. 1. Good government and bad government. I. Proverbs 28 hours and 12 minutes. Type. Individual proverb NAC. Here we see the righteous rejoicing contrasted with the wicked arising. In context, the righteous rejoicing has to do with them having a reason to rejoice, that being that righteousness is prevailing in society, as opposed to the contrast where wickedness is prevailing. To reflect this idea, some versions use the word triumph instead of rejoice, this being the reason for the exultation. Contrarywise, when the wicked take charge of society, people make themselves scarce to avoid suffering abuse and exploitation. This verse corresponds to similar language in verse 28 and 29. 2. Turning from sin. Proverbs 28 hours and 13 minutes. 14. Type. Thematic NAC. Verse 13 shows the importance of admitting guilt. Yet it also shows that it's not enough to merely confess our sins. We must also forsake them, that is, turn our lives around in repentance. In verse 14, the word rendered reverent in the NKJV actually means in dread, probably in the sense of being fearful of consequences. Besides the religious meaning here, there may also be a general societal application to these verses. Those who are quick to confess mistakes or even crimes remorsefully, making changes with appropriate fear of consequences, are more likely to obtain mercy from others in various settings, whether social, employment or court. 3. Tyranny. Proverbs 28 hours and 15 minutes. 16. Type. Thematic. 4. Guilt and innocence. Proverbs 28 hours and 17 minutes. 18. Type. Thematic NAC. Verse 17 concerns a murderer trying to escape but not succeeding. The statement "let no one help him" does not mean that we should not help murderers in any way. After all, we should try to help all sinners admit guilt and come to repentance. The point is that we should not help them in their flight, either supporting their attempt to run from justice or aiding them in their mental flight from guilt by seeking to make them feel better about what they've done. 5. Prosperity by fair means and foul. Proverbs 28, 19, 27. Type. Thematic. While not condemning possessions in themselves, Proverbs always rejects greed. It contrasts financial prudence, diligence, and generosity with the desire for quick and easy money. Greed can be manifested in unrealistic business enterprises. 19. Accepting bribes. 21. Though there is some question on the point of this verse, ingratiating oneself with powerful people. 23. Taking from one's parents. 24. And general greediness. 22. 25. NAC. Verse 19 is one of the Proverbs of the Hezekiah collection that are close in wording or meaning to verses in the main Solomonic collection. Compare Proverbs 12:11, Proverbs 28 hours, and 20 minutes warns against hastening to be rich. One major problem here, as verse 22 shows, is that a person engaged in this pursuit has an evil eye, being self-absorbed when it comes to money. Recall Proverbs 23:6, where the NKJV has miser when the literal meaning, as the margin shows, is one who has an evil eye. Compare Proverbs 22:9, where words literally meaning good eye are translated as generous eye. This self-focus leads a person to disregard others, to not care if he is taking advantage of them. Pursuing quick and easy money is also a sign of folly in that one is trying to circumvent the principles of hard work and patience laid out in many proverbs. This sooner or later leads to poverty. The point of verse 21 is disputed. Some see the verse as showing partiality resultant from a very small bribe. Others maintain that the point is that judges not show partiality to the rich in a dispute with the poor, as the poor may be acting out of desperation. Still others argue that the point is for judges to not show partiality to the poor, that despite their regrettable circumstances the law must be upheld. In verse 24, the one who says there's nothing wrong with having robbed his parents perhaps maintains this on the grounds that he will receive an inheritance eventually anyway, or perhaps he simply sees it as something his parents would never seek to punish him over. Yet the verse goes on to label the offender as companion to a destroyer. See the similar phrase in Proverbs 18:9. This is essentially saying that the son is among those who tear down society. Moreover, if one would treat his own parents this way, how will he treat the rest of society? Verse 27 shows that those who give to others in need will not lack. On a merely human level, generous people are better liked, which serves for advancement in life, and when generous people themselves suffer need, others come to their aid. Furthermore, of course, God rewards the kindnesses we show others. As to those who shut their eyes to the needs of the poor, they will also not suffer lack of curses. That is, as with the positive result, this negative one is partially because of people's natural reaction and partially because of God's intervention. 6. Good government and bad government 2. Proverbs 28 hours and 28 minutes 29. 2. Type. Thematic. Inclusio. The verses echo Proverbs 28 hours and 12 minutes. Dot. Between the framing verses contrasting wicked and righteous rule, Proverbs 28 hours and 28 minutes, Proverbs 29, 2, Proverbs 29, 1 assures that those who persist in wickedness will ultimately fall. This is because they stubbornly refuse to change, illustrating the importance of heeding rebukes when given, and